Hawaii Governor David Ige delivered his annual State of the State address yesterday. He began by acknowledging that despite previous efforts, state government has largely failed to address the rising cost of living in recent years. Speaking before a joint session of the legislature, Ige reminisced on his time as a lawmaker.
We all agreed on a budget and hundreds of bills that made life a little bit better. Still, the cost of living got a little larger and a little harder to deal with each and every year.
As a remedy, the governor outlined a plan, drafted together with leaders in the House and Senate, to increase the minimum wage, lower taxes for working families, and increase the development of affordable housing.
We propose to build 17,000 affordable homes on state-owned land, effectively removing the biggest cost for developers, the cost of land.
Although we've yet to see details on how the plan would be implemented and paid for, Ige promised the package of proposed laws would deliver change that was aggressive and bold. The second-term governor also emphasized that his administration will continue pursuing policies to decarbonize Hawaii's economy, repeating the goal to reach 100% renewable electricity generation by 2045. Reacting to the speech, Republican Senate Minority Leader Kurt Favella cautioned against a rush to decarbonize. He cited the recent protests over a wind energy project on Oahu's North Shore.
If we're going to achieve these things, we got to make sure that we pay attention to how we're going to invest in renewable energy. Going forward, I think we should utilize the sun and the ocean more than anything else.
Ige also called for the state's largest industry, tourism, to shift away from a model of perpetual growth toward one that prioritizes sustainable economic activity, a transition he says is already underway. That's in contrast to remarks made last week by Republican House Minority Leader Gene Ward. He called for prioritizing economic growth as a way to address inequality. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.